here's the news. Gold prices quoted from the official Sahabat Pegadaian website on Wednesday showed that three previous metal products, namely those made by UBS Gallery 24 and Antam, have experienced a price increase since yesterday. The selling price of Antam Gold skyrocketed again to 2,596,000 Indonesian rupiah from the initial 2,566,000 rupiah per gram, and the Gallery 24 gold also rose from the initial 2,335,000 rupiah to 2,389,000 rupiah per gram. The next news. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency stated on its official website that a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck Malogwan, the Lord Island, Regency North Sulawesi, on Wednesday at around 2:26 a.m. Western Indonesian time or 3:26 a.m. Central Indonesian time. It was confirmed that there was no tsunami potential. And that was the news.
Fantasy World. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music honor presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota or Poem of the City on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Tapi ku sendiri.
Well, listeners, still here with me, Ray in Indonesia today. And don't forget that you can send your messages through our social media. In our Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter again at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And so, for a listener, don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming through vynews.id and also our shortwave in 3325 kilohertz and 4755 kilohertz. Also, our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And make sure, for a listener, to always tune in with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And of course, right now I'm going to play one of my favorite songs here on our playlist. Here is Afghan featuring Sonowan with X, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jari manismu ku terdiam, ingin menghilang. Saat ini coba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada, tak datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya, dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku marah untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa aku. Harapanku menyapus semua pertahananku. Tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada, datang di hadapanku. Siap untuk terima adanya. Aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia.
You the one that got away, got away. I was dumb enough to think that you would wait, should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. It's better if he never knows I'm such an idiot. I
I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you wasn't in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you.
Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kosuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kosuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white
Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cooked to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Yeah.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
It's a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely, karinding. eventually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes current instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Orok to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. Thank you. song was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Otak. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chitanyang, Pasirmukti, Tasikmalaya, Dawa Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm mudra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in a hair bun. The karinding, which is made from mudrit, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abha Olof, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren orang Sunda jalan dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah mixed it from bamboo, because if Abah mix it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama. Kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya tetap kering. Setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nakut says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Dengan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, Gusti Nuhun, mohon pisantos ka balayaran.
You have just listened to Karining Rhythm Interval Play by Stikvar and song by Karining Attack. Karining is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karining was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abaolot, there are 4 types of tune in playing Karining, namely tonggeret, kumundangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karining can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karining's founding artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karining tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karining does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karining has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga itu, jadi itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karining was made by the ancestors to ward off the past in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karining instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karining is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karining begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karining.
Tak mungkin terjadi.